Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Ravens play the Patriots on Sunday, and the Orioles are outbidding the Red Sox for slugging first baseman. So it's a perfect time to talk to longtime Boston Globe columnist Dan Shaughnessy. And Dan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. I want to start with the Red Sox, and you've been critical of them in the past, but what exactly are they doing this offseason?
Yeah, don't be bragging about outbidding the Red Sox. Anybody can do that these days. That's not any kind of a badge of honor. That, you know, it's become really transparent and annoying. It just feels like they're toying with the fans, giving fans the finger, not being reciprocating the love of longtime loyal people here. So this group came in and won 4 championships, which was great, broke the curse of the Bambino, all that stuff. But it all ended in 2018. It just, there's a big pivot in the mindset. Dave Dombrowski was fired. And you know what he is. He's a guy who just spends to win championships, and that was no longer welcome here. So that was a tell right there. And since then, you know, last place 3 times, you know, overall 500 ball. And what they do is they want to push the illusion of contention, you know, which is pretty easy to do in a 12 out of 30 make the playoffs. And, you know, I covered the Orioles when they won 100 in 1980 and went home.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it used to be. So, you know, that's old guy talk. I understand that's not the reality. But so the Sox have been able to exploit this by the appearance that there's some effort there. So you'll see them in on everybody. They're the kings of interest.
Yeah.
And the Alonso thing, it was some hideous offer, low ball offer, which is what they do. So, yeah, it's you know, most of the fans here are onto it. And it doesn't mean that they can't be fun and entertaining and have a chance, because, you know, you see Arizona make the World Series with a team that wins 87 or whatever. And so that's kind of the model, and just good enough to keep everybody roped in and have the folks file in and the tourists file in and sing Sweet Caroline if the locals are down 8-1 in the 8th and all that stuff. So that's kind of what we got here. And it's not a bad product, but it's just not what it was. And it's not commensurate with the market that they play in. And you know, FSG, the parent company, just sold the Penguins to get up to, you know, $13 billion holding, third biggest sports conglomerate in the world.
Well, Dan, let's switch to the Patriots, who come to town Sunday to take on the Ravens. And it's been a knock on this Patriots team that they've played an easy schedule this year, but you can only play the teams that are on your schedule. Is that a legitimate gripe for this team when considering their chances in the playoffs, or is that overblown for you?
No, I think that's fair. There's just very few quality wins. They beat the Bills in Buffalo earlier in the season. That's pretty good. You know, they beat the Steelers beat them, but I think they beat Tampa. They have a winning record. That might be it. I mean, the overall, their schedule looks like next year's draft. You know, it's like the worst 12 teams, they played them all. And that's not their fault. So they've done a good job. They went from four wins to 11 so far, and held the top seed, you know, the best record going in last week. And they're not going to be the top seed in the AFC now, but they are going to be in the playoffs. And, you know, I mean, it was a bad half against Buffalo. He had a 21-0 lead and gave it up to a really great quarterback who took his team into the end zone five straight possessions. So no disgrace in losing to Josh Allen and the Bills, and they did. And it's really a great matchup for this thing Sunday night, because, you know, your team has to have the win, and they're at home and coming off 24-0, and the Patriots perhaps a little bit of fool's gold, and we'll find out. You know, this is going to be really it's a great showdown for Sunday night football.
We haven't talked to you in a bit, and I know the last time we did, we took your temperature on this, but boy, the hits just keep coming and the weird stuff keeps happening. What do people make of Bill Belichick now?
Well, I like Bill, and I think he ultimately should get more credit for what went down here. You know, I mean, he and Brady, you know, we know the numbers, 20 years together, and, you know, they won the AFC East 17 times, and they went to 13 AFC championship games and 9 Super Bowls and won 6 of them. So that's a lot of that's coaching, man. I mean, I am not of, oh, they had a great quarterback. They did. But in football, I just don't buy the, you know, it's not like Michael Jordan. You know, it's not a sport like that. It's too many guys. It's the reason the same high schools win every year. You know, it's a system and coaching, and it's not the water, you know. So I think that, you know, and history hasn't been good to Bill, because since Tom left, you know, Tom goes and wins the Super Bowl the first year in Tampa, and Bill doesn't have a winning record without Tom. And I used to say to Red Auerbach, you never won a championship until Bill Russell got here. He'd say, yeah, what's your point? You know, I mean, and because he was secure and confident enough that, you know, and he showed us he could build teams and all this other stuff. But he never won a championship until Bill Russell got here. So yeah, Brady and Belichick were good for each other. And everybody's gotten goofy since leaving here. I mean, you know, Brady, Belichick, yeah. I mean, even Kraft in residence has gotten goofy. So no one's really covered themselves with glory since it ended. And Bill taking the hardest of hits. And, it's unfortunate to see his reputation take the hits it's taking. And a lot of that's self-inflicted. There's just no getting around it. The way people were treated and the cheating scandals and now you got the young significant other, and his son's following him around, and yeah, it's not a great look, and it makes me sad.
Talking with Dan Shaughnessy, Inside Access here on the Fan. Well, you mentioned they had a great quarterback, arguably the greatest ever, in Tom Brady. They seem to have a good young quarterback right now in Drake May. How good is this kid in your mind?
It really makes you want to see more. I mean, you know, he was kind of under wraps last year, and it was some good moments, but this year has been great. And he throws a nice ball. I mean, you'll see. You've seen. And you know, he does a little more over the top, certainly, than Tom ever did at this stage of his career. You know, with Tom, they were very protective, you know, check downs, throwing to the backs, and very conservative to Charlie Weiss offense. But this thing's been, with Josh, it's been a little more open. And had better receivers and finding guys. Yeah, it's been fun to watch. And, I think he's a top three MVP in the league at this moment. And he's coming off not a great half. He had his second half against the Bills was, you know, like 45 yards and 5 for 7. And they had a pick and had two chances at the end to reverse that lead they blew and couldn't do it. So, he's a little bit more on him, but he's 23 and presents much older. He's humble and he's good. And, you know, I always like the guy with three older brothers that tends to bring out the best in a good young athlete that they've already been had the crap beaten out of them at home their whole lives and know how to respond. So this was a good test for him.
Dan, what's so interesting about this Patriots team is it's not a ton of household names, but here they are at 11-3. And I know we brought up the schedule earlier, but how much do you credit Mike Vrabel for all of this?
A lot. It's been, in this league, coach and quarterback, right? And they've the weird thing with Vrabel was that they didn't have him here last year. So, you know, Bill was fired at the end of 23. And then Kraft, curiously, hired Gerard Mayo with no experience and just because he liked him. And he was a little bit, Kraft gets a little full of himself and anointed the next guy. And it was a disaster. He wasn't ready. It's not his fault. And it was really a clown show, and it shows. So 4 wins, and and just a lot of boobery during the whole thing. And then Vrabel sitting there in Cleveland as an advisor after 6 years in Tennessee. He played here. He won 3 Super Bowls here. He caught touchdown passes while playing linebacker. And he was coach of the year in the AFC. He was in an AFC championship game. You know, it didn't end great. The last 2.5 years weren't good, but certainly a substantive 50-year-old guy, kind of at the height of his coaching prime, probably is. So they bring him in, and it's just been great. I mean, he's been a player's coach, and you know, he mixes it up. He's out there. He's still very physical. He got his nose bloodied, you know, cleaning up a scrum during practice. You know, it's like he's old school. So it's fun, and he's great with us. Everybody likes that, and you'll see. It's really been a tremendous gift to the region because we weren't expecting this, and back-to-back 4-win seasons, and all of a sudden with the coach and the quarterback kind of coming together, you've got this playoff run.
Are the Celtics starting to figure some things out, life without Tatum in the near term? It seems like they're playing some better ball lately.
They are. I mean, they were up to third in the conference for a while there, and you know, they've beaten the Knicks, they beat the Pistons, they beat the Cavs. I mean, the conference is not very good, mm-hmm. Eastern Conference, really.
Yeah.
And I worry that it's going to force them to bring back Tatum sooner than they should. Mm. I mean, I was fine when I saw him riding on the floor in Madison Square Garden back in May. That's it. Next year's a gap year. Yeah. And to me, that's still the better approach because I don't see them coming out of the thing as champions, but you know, when you're third in the conference and you've beaten those teams and Tatum's, you know, sending out videos all the time, he's throwing down in practice and he's, you know, going to set records for coming back from this thing. I'm not a fan of that, but because I kind of gave up on this year. You know, they lost Porzingis, they lost Holiday, they lost Cornette, they lost Al Horford. You know, 5 of the rotation of 9 are gone. And that team was supposed to win multiple championships, and this is the gap year. So, but Stevens is really good at figuring out a roster, and they've played well, and you know, Eastern Conference sucks, and so yeah, they're in the conversation, and if Tatum comes back, you'll hear noise that they could come out of the conference, I suppose. But they're well coached and very confident. They still shoot too many threes like all of them, but they're stubborn about that. So it's better than we thought, but I have a hard time getting lathered up about NBA mm-hmm. regular season. I just can't do it.
Dan Shaughnessy, always great catching up with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Happy holidays.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you in Baltimore. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Dan Shaughnessy, columnist, Boston Globe. When we come back, let's take a look at that Patriots run game. Just how good is it? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So we talked a lot about Drake May, but what about this Patriots running game, which frankly Drake May's included in, but they got a two-headed monster, the rookie Trevion Henderson and the vet Ramondre Stevenson. What do you think of this?
Well, look, I think they're certainly some challenges that they'll present. They're not lighting the world on fire. If you look at the regular numbers, you know, yards per carry, stuff like that. If you look at even some of the advanced metrics, like they're not super prolific, except they do have a few superpowers. The quarterback is one of the better scrambling quarterbacks in the NFL. He hasn't had to do it that much. They haven't called that many design runs, but they can. Henderson has an elite explosive run rate. He already has 4 touchdowns of 50 yards or more. He can win in the screen game. If he's able to hit that sort of second, third, fourth gear, he's a problem. They don't run the ball as much as you might think, given how young the quarterback is, given Vrabel's background, given, you know, where they the climate that they play in, where they are in their rebuild. They're only 18th in the league in run percentage, so it's not like they're just going Neanderthal. They're not an elite team in yards before contact. It's a good offensive line. It's not great. Drake May is the centrifugal force. I mean, it really is all about Drake May and his ability to set everybody else up in this offense to succeed. I do think he's going to run more than he has for the most part this year. I think he's going to establish that very early in this game. I think they're going to get him. And they also run some pony packages too, where they get both running backs and him on the field and set themselves up to get misdirection and the whole intrigue and mystery of who's keeping the ball and where is it going. The three-card Monty game, I think they lean into those concepts more than they have. This is a team that can run its offense and its defense under center and from pistol and shotgun, and that's a dying breed in this league. It's something you don't see that much anymore, but they do it quite a bit. They've run 401 total plays under center. That's 7th most in the NFL. They've run the 6th most rushing plays under center in the NFL. They're not killing people when they do it. 11th in the league at 4.1 per carry. But it is something that the Ravens have struggled against a little bit. And the Ravens in the passing game have struggled with under center play action passes. And when you're able to run the ball well under center, and you've got a quarterback with great legs, and he can sell the play action, it, even if your best receiver is Stephon Diggs, who, or maybe it's Booty or whatever, but no one.
Is it Booty or Boutte?
Boutte. I just like saying
Booty. I
like
Booty.
I think it's Booty. I think it's Boutte. Is it back to Booty?
No, I think it's Booty.
We're going to find out. Booty. Yeah. I thought it was Booty.
But he doesn't have
Pro Football Reference says Booty. Yeah.
There's
so
not
I'm going with that.
An individual same who's going to take a game over. But I think he... I think he's going to take his deep shots, and I think he will probably hit some deep shots. And those linebackers, and so now they're down one right in Buchanan. He can freeze you, and he can get you to make a false step before he throws it over your head. And I think we're going to see more design runs for him and early down deep shots, and we're going to see how this defense holds up.
We haven't really touched on that much this week with Buchanan being out for the year. I guess how much are we going to see Trent Simpson moving forward? Because John Harbaugh said that he is going to have a role.
See a lot.
We know Kyle Hamilton plays a lot of linebacker too.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, but I mean, maybe there's dime packages with 4 safeties on the field plus yeah. Kyle Hamilton.
And
I mean,
yeah, with Ardarius, I think.
I think they could get pretty creative in what they do there. But look, Buchanan was having a nice season.
Yeah,
he had come along very well, and he had reached a point, frankly, in 2 months that Trent Simpson hasn't reached in years.
Yeah.
In terms of trustworthiness and early downs and late downs, passing downs. That's a blow. Now, again, Hamilton is a primary linebacker as well. Van Noy is adept at dropping back in coverage, especially if you can keep him on a pitch count. And you can keep him on a pitch count a little bit more now. Because you've gotten a little healthier there. And, you know, you've got Robinson back. So... It's never a great time to lose a young player like that, and you feel for him because he was, you know, that's a change we don't really talk about, right? We always talk about Hamilton. Buchanan getting on the field more too had no small part in this defense reinventing itself.
Totally. But in terms of the ground game for the Patriots, Ramondre Stevenson for me is a guy. Like, he's not a special back. Where Travion Henderson, he's the guy that can take it to the house any single time that he gets it. And when he makes someone miss, he gains an extra 8.1 yards after a missed tackle. So tackling is going to be crucial on him and those type of chunk runs to make the young quarterback drive the length of the field. Don't give up the chunk plays. And then you bringing up Drake May and his rushing ability, they haven't faced a ton of quarterbacks that can run this year. So that's another wrinkle.
One thing that needs to be mentioned, though, and we brought it up earlier in the show, Vrabel being an old school guy, Henderson's terrible in pass pro. So that's Ramondre Stevenson will be out there maybe more than we like, or if you're playing fantasy football, more than Patriots fans like, but they don't trust Trayvon Henderson in pass pro.
Well, I mean that's the case for young a lot of young backs. Yeah. But I mean the Ravens don't trust Keaton Mitchell.
Yeah,
no, they don't. He's made some plays that have, at a time when nobody's moving the needle explosively for their offense, that have shifted field position and help them out.
It's just what I was getting at. It does seem boom or bust for Trayvon Henderson. He's got He's got 773 yards on the season. He had 300 of it in two games, and he's got seven touchdowns. Six of them were in three games.
Yeah, with him, he wasn't seeing any volume up until week eight.
Stevenson got hurt, and then they finally leaned into him and saw, well, he can handle more of a load.
Exactly. He only had one game in which he had double-digit carries the first eight games.
Yeah. You better hope that it's not, you know, four or five runs of 12 or 15 yards or more for Henderson. That's where you get into trouble.
And then there's the whole, again, needs to be pointed out, I know it's been brought up, but Drake May can kill you with his legs if you're not paying attention. Even if you are paying attention. He can get you.
I think we're going to see, again, a lot of that by design, not just scramble.
Ravens and Patriots, it's Sunday Night Football, which means Baltimore Game Day Uncensored starts at 5. We are live at the Horseshoe Casino. Coming up next, though, it's one of our favorite times of the week. It's Monkey Business. Todd Monken, the coordinator's talk on Thursday. We'll hear a little from Monk, and Lamar Jackson spoke today. So we'll give you a taste of Lamar Jackson as well. Monkey Business next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Next here on The Fan.
Well, I think he's a threat no matter what the temperature is, but I do think that as the temperature drops or the weather changes, the running game certainly comes to the forefront. I think he's a hard guy to tackle. I think we've played well at the back end of the year. I think the statistics would back that up. And when you're playing well, that means you're ahead and you're running in the third and fourth quarter and you're wearing down the defense. I think that would hold true even in the playoffs. You know, when we played the Texans or the Steelers over the last few years, you're able to get ahead, stay ahead, and run the football.
So that's Todd Monken talking today, and he's talking about Derrick Henry, obviously, and he says he's a threat no matter what the temperature is. But yes, as Bone said earlier, he could be the hammer in the cold weather.
fourth in NFL history in rushing yards accumulated from week 15 on. It's his time of year. It's Derrick Henry season.
It's cold, man. Like, who wants to tackle that beast when he's got a full head
he's
of steam?
Big.
Especially if you're a safety, a corner.
Yeah.
Someone in the secondary. You're making a business decision.
This just in, he's big.
He is big.
Injury report is out before we get to the next cut. And a couple of things stand out. Number one, Zay Flowers added to the injury report with a neck, but he did practice full. And Tyler Linderbaum was limited with a knee added to the injury report. The good news, Lamar Jackson was full after missing yesterday with an illness. Roquan full, missing yesterday with a knee. And Ronnie Stanley, Kyle Van Noy, both limited after missing yesterday.
Yeah, look, Harb said most of these guys are going to be back, and I believe that will be the case. And they're certainly going to need all hands on deck here. So Bateman, we think...
Bateman's been full.
Like, yeah, we think he's good to go.
He's full yesterday's, yeah.
Doesn't mean he's going to necessarily show up Sunday night.
But. No. Probably take away, D-Hop's one target.
Mm. Yeah. It's Kyle Van Noy revenge game.
Yes.
It is. So
it's huge.
A little extra motivation there. They're going to need him.
Yeah, they will. Played one of his better games on Sunday against Cincinnati.
But yeah, this isn't a matchup where you're necessarily saying who's on any individual. Like we've seen that even with Pittsburgh, like Metcalf, you better pay special attention mm-hmm. to. And I'm not saying you can let these guys run free, but no one at this stage of his career is like, oh, I want Diggs. Like, it's not like the Jamar Chase where they're trying four different guys and okay. Maybe this guy can actually do the job. That's not this kind of assignment, but everybody's got to keep eyes on the quarterback. Everybody's got to be super sound in their assignment and their responsibilities. You got to keep your head on a swivel because this kid's going to take deep shots no matter who the intended is.
Yeah, and it's not looking good for Chidobe Awuzie's potential for playing Sunday.
The one guy who did the best job on Jamar Chase.
Yeah, he hasn't practiced all week long due to a foot injury, but it's the Patriots that are more banged up. They have four starters that haven't practiced at all this week. Carlton Davis, Marcus Jones, Harold Landry, and Robert Spillane all out yesterday and today.
More from Monk. What about that Rasheen Ali touchdown on Sunday, Monk?
I mean, that was just a check. Lamar getting to that, something we had worked. So in the right spot, those are the things that as an offense that you get excited about, that you do and you carry over practice to the games. That's really it. But more than anything, just for our guys, collectively.
You know, and I know Baldy kind of poo-pooed Lamar being back, and I got where he was coming from, but this was one of the plays where it gave me optimism for Lamar because it was just a couple of weeks ago where he wasn't changing the blocking pre-snap, and he got himself killed. So he's seeing things better.
Yeah, I mean, look, we have to be careful to not make too much of what we saw because it was such a small sample size, and he didn't have to really grind his way through four quarters. And I mean, only 12 dropbacks. I mean, a couple of lob passes to Zay and it was a weird game mm-hmm. in a lot of different ways. But I do think there were signs of mental and physical breakthrough for Lamar that I think will bode well for him in this game. And I do think whether by design or his instincts that we're going to continue to see that manifest itself. I don't know that he's taking games over. I don't know he's fully putting the cape on, but like, do I think he's got 45, 50 rushing yards in him against this defense? I do.
I think so, too. I think this is going to be a big night for the rushing attack with Milton Williams, of course, on IR, in addition to all the names that I was just mentioning that haven't practiced all week long. And I'm curious how he's going to build off that, because it's not going to be as weird and wacky as that game on Sunday. Like, I expect this offense to run a decent amount of plays against New England and have a lot more respectable time of possession.
Let's hear one more, and this is Lamar Jackson. He practiced today, and he spoke today, and he talked about whether he feels like this feels like a playoff game.
The game is like that, man. For the situation we're in, we got playoff hope, but we just got to win this game, win out, basically. So got to worry about the Patriots. No, I'm not going to say it's a playoff game because I feel like every game is a playoff game, man. We're trying to win.
Well, to his point, if they win out, they're in the playoffs.
Control their own destiny.
Yes. Well, yeah, Harps does not want to hear that, but it is true. If they win out, there are three games. They win them all. It doesn't matter what Pittsburgh does. They win the division. And he's also correct. They've put themselves in this position where it's the playoffs now.
Yeah, I mean, this is their own doing. We said it was a tough schedule coming into the year. We also said we thought they could find a way to go 3-3. And if they did that, they'd, given that this division was not going to be any great shakes, that they would be in the driver's seat. And they didn't come close to accomplishing that. And they had issues at all three levels of play, deep issues, offense, defense, or special teams at varying times this year. It was a midpoint of another season where we all thought if they fired a defensive coordinator tomorrow, like I'd be a little surprised because it's Harbs, but no one would have been like, oh my God, it couldn't happen. Everybody's been under fire. Harbs spent the better part of 3 days, 1 week destroying Todd Monken.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
fun.
All this stuff is like, this is all happened. People hung out at a game while they were being embarrassed just to tell Harbs what they thought of him at the end. Like, they've had pathetic showing at home after pathetic showing at home.
Yeah. No one should be surprised they are where they're at after starting 1-5. That's your own doing. Only four teams have made the playoffs in the history of the NFL starting the year 1-5. And the Ravens have a chance, but they're going to know where they stand by the time kickoff happens Sunday. If the Steelers beat Detroit, you're going to have to win out.
Coming up next, we will get the text of the day. We will preview a big Friday show. And we'll get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio, which then leads into what looks like a Thursday Night Football. No, Valente. It's Thursday Night Football, Jason. It's Rams and Seahawks. You can hear it right here on 105.7 The Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, we have potentially a really good Thursday Night Football game tonight.
Yeah.
Rams and Seahawks. When last they faced each other, Sam Darnold threw four picks, and the Seahawks still almost won the football game. So what are you expecting tonight?
Well, he's thrown nine picks in his last three games against the Rams, and he's struggled late in seasons. He's not been a great December quarterback, and Seattle has struggled at home. They've been a great road team. Rams have won, I think, 10 of their last 12 on the road. Rams are the number one road covering team since the start of last season, 10-5 against the spread. Sean McVay is 28-11 straight up in the month of December for his career, Bone. I think he's got the better quarterback. I think he, at this stage of his career, is the better coach. I think not enough's being made of some of the Seattle injuries, including their left tackle. I think you can get plus money on the Rams to win this game. I like the Rams to win this game. I think the tight end, Colby Parkinson, does a lot of interesting things for the Rams in this game. I think Stafford gets a couple of touchdown passes and at least 225. I think Darnold is going to throw the ball because he's going to have to throw the ball. I think he gets yardage. I think Shaheed is in a spot to have a couple explosives here against a Rams defense that's been leaky in the back.
What plays do you got, Ben? You're the guy crushing NFL.
Yeah.
Crushes everything. You had a triple-double last night.
I did hit a triple-double last night, plus 425.
Messed around, hit a triple-double.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
was. You and Ice Cube.
Taking over the world.
One with value, if we're looking for value. Terrence Ferguson to score a touchdown at plus 500. Ken
Duck.
They've had him out there a lot. Like last week, he played 78% of the snaps. He ran more routes than anybody, including Puka. And we know Puka and Davante Adams were banged up, but they still had him on the field. He's versatile. They can move him outside. They can have him in line. They can put him in the slot. So I feel pretty good about him. I think he's going to have some success. I mean, the only issue there is just the three tight ends. Like any of the three could beat you there. Yeah. And one of them's going to have a really strong night. I can guarantee that against Seattle. Just hard to tell which one. I think it'll be Ferguson.
Let the people know where they can find you, Beltway Ben.
At BH Journalist, you could find everything I do. At Wanna Bet with us. We're live every single day.
Monday night, you could find him feuding security at the casino.
Hopefully, it's a little bit more calm moving forward.
Wednesday, you could find him boxing out and dropping elbows in the basketball.
Had a little physical the other night, yeah.
Are you going to try to bring food in again Monday?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I acknowledge it. Sometimes I can be, a bit of an a-hole. Like, but when you come at me,
yeah,
call right back at you.
Let's there go. You go.
Let's go.
That's how you take over the world.
I knew he was going to say absolutely. Out. Like that. That was. Yeah, remember Stone? You say 100%.
Yeah,
yes. I was expecting an absolutely luck there from him, yeah. And he rewarded us. Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay.
Text of the day comes from Phil in Baltimore, who says, if we beat New England this week and Pittsburgh loses to Detroit, would it make sense to rest some starters in Green Bay to let some guys like Lamar come into week 18 in a better spot health-wise?
It is a question that's going to be asked because if they win Sunday and the Steelers lose, then 17 doesn't mean anything.
It's going to be a talking point. I'm sure the league would not be happy at all after flexing that game in the primetime.
We got teams sitting guys out left and right. Go watch what the Chiefs put out there this weekend.
That's true.
Gardner Minshew, baby.
Yeah, but it's not even just that. I mean, they're putting dudes on ice.
Harbs has rested guys before.
I don't know about entirely sitting Lamar because I feel like he's starting to get into a little bit of a lather. Now, does he play part of the game? Do you start to jerry-rig the game plan in a way that you feel like keep some guys on a pitch count or whatever? I don't know. Have to get there first.
Yeah.
Got to win.
Segment next week if that happens, for sure.
Yes. Well, that will be a...
Bone is always working ahead.
Yeah, yes. Yes. And remember, it's not Friday yet where he's already checked out.
About to be.
Yeah. Still Thursday.
And he doesn't have the volleyball or any of that stuff.
Now, what's going on? No YOLO?
Distracting him.
I've been out of business because of my butt.
The second butt thing.
Now I'm hoping a January-ish league.
Is this sign-ups? Sign-ups going on? Not yet?
I'm sure it is. I got to check it out. I think I'm going to do what you were saying. I think I'm going to join a free
agent.
Yeah,
with people you don't know.
Free agent.
Yeah, you be the random.
I don't like that term,
but that's your term. Yeah.
But here's the thing. The great part about that is nobody knows you. You don't know anybody. You can just be you and don't have to stress out.
You could make up a completely different bone.
You could be Herbert Hoover.
A different version of the bone.
Herbert Hoover.
I do know.
I would like to see that version of the bone.
I do know I want to play volleyball at Duke Bryant's.
Do you know that or do not?
I want to play volleyball in the winter, man. I love playing volleyball in the winter.
There you go. If you're looking for, are you a setter, a squatter, or what? Do you have a specialty with the volleyball?
You rotate.
Server?
Dude, I just want to block someone, and I want to spike it on someone.
Wow.
That's my goal.
Violence.
We can make that happen.
Bone shows violence.
I play for those stats. That's
if you're out there looking for an extra on your indoor volleyball team.
Yeah.
Bone. Herbert Hoover.
Bone's available.
Bone, what do we have?
Looking for an NFL writer?
Yeah.
Go check out my resume on LinkedIn.
Wow. What's on tomorrow's show?
We have Scott Zolak on the show. He will be talking Patriots. He's on the Patriots broadcast team.
Former Terp.
Danny Cannell. We will be previewing the college football playoffs with Danny.
He's not a Terp.
He's a Seminole.
And Jerry Coleman.
Seminole figure.
Jerry Coleman.
If he wakes up
from his nap in time.
Yeah, there's no press conferences, are there? Tomorrow?
Anybody giving out free food to the media around 5 tomorrow? Otherwise, we should be good.
Yeah, he'll be good. That is it for us, but coming up next, no, it's not Boomer and Valente.
We're 24 hours away from Boomer and Valente. Is it you and Cordell tomorrow?
Fresh take, yeah.
So no Boomer and Valente.
No.
Get him out of here.
Boomer and Valente's on after us.
Okay.
So just to set your alarm, you can take a nap and listen to Boomer and Valente.
Listen to Cordell and Beltway Ben twice.
Yes. Coming up next, though, Infinity Sports Radio, followed by Westwood One's coverage of the Rams
Herbert
and
Hoover.
Seahawks right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.